ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। यम ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्र रुद्र मरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः सांगपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं समगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनः यस्यान्तन्न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः। ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः। अथ सांख्ययोगो नाम द्वितीयोऽध्यायः। श्रीभगवानुवाच अशोच्यानन्वशोचस्त्वम् प्रज्ञावादांश्च भाषसे गतासो न गतासोंश्च नानुशोचन्ति पण्डिताः न त्वेवाहं जातु नासन्नत्वन्नेमे जनाधिपाः न चैव न भविष्यामः सर्वे वयमतः परम् देहिनोऽस्मिन्यथा देहे कौमारं यौवनं जरा तथा देहान्तरप्राप्तिः धीरस्तत्र न मुह्यति मात्रा स्पर्शास्तु कौन्तेय शीतोष्णसुखदुःखदाः आगमापायिनो नित्याः तां स्थितिक्षस्व भारत यं हि न व्यथयन्त्येते पुरुषं पुरुषर्षभ समदुःखसुखं धीरं सोमृतत्वाय कल्पते नासतो विद्यते भावः नाभावो विद्यते सतः उभयोरपि दृष्टोऽन्तः त्वनयोस्तत्त्वदर्शिभिः अविनाशितु तद्विद्धि येन सर्वमिदं ततं विनाशमव्ययस्यास्य न कश्चित् कर्तुमर्हति अन्तवन्त इमे देहाः नित्यस्योक्ता शरीरिणः अनाशिनोप्रमेयस्य तस्माद्युध्यस्व भारत। ओके We understood the last bit, we have to see, which is actually introduction to the next 19th verse. Shastram to antyam pramanam. The important question was what? If Shastram, how can you say Shastram? Atma is aprameyaha. Aprameyaha means what? Aprameyaha means unobjectifiable, imperceptible, immeasurable. Atma is available for objectification. Why? Because Atma is not an object. If it is not an object, is it subject? No. Atma is not a subject also. Atma is not a subject of knowledge. Atma is not the object of knowledge. Atma is not even the knowledge. Then what is Atma? Atma is free from these Triputi Bheda. Atma is such because of which knower is possible, subject is possible, because of which Jnanam is possible, because of which Jnayam is possible. The Jnatru Jnana Jnaya Triputi Bheda, the knower, known knowledge division itself is possible because of the Atma. But Atma is free from this Triputi Bhedaha, threefold divisions. Atma has no difference. Atma is only indivisible, undivided truth of the knower known knowledge. The Mithya, the knower status is Mithya. The knowledge is Mithya. The known is Mithya. Atma is what? the abstract, formless, all pervasive reality, which is ever of the nature of pure knowledge, pure consciousness, pure awareness, implied by the term Atma, is alone Satyam. For Satya Atma is not any of these three: Mithya, knower status, Mithya, knowledge, Mithya. When we say Jnanam, it is a manifest Jnanam. And Mithya, known. Everything is Mithya. Atma, Satyam. Atma, which is Brahman, is Satyam. Therefore, Atma is, that Atma is available for recognition as the Swarupam of the knower. If you search for the knower, you will stumble upon the abstract, formless reality, consciousness, and which is Brahma, and which is, and to have the knowledge of the existence of the Atma, obtaining as one's own self, there's no pramanam is required. No pramanam is required, because Atma is ever evident, self effulgent. Hatasiddha. So we saw yesterday, therefore, then what does Atma Shastram do then? Shastram, we say Shastram is the pramanam to know the Atma. Then if Shastra pramanena prameyaha vishyaha Atma. Atma is something which is known through the pramanam, called Shastram. Therefore, it's object of knowledge. No. It is not aprameha, it is prameha. This is the argument is possible to have. But Shankar Bhagavatpada makes it very clear. No. What does the pramanam do? The beautiful definition, as I reminded you. What does the pramanam do? The Shastram as the pramanam, when the words of the Shastram revealing the nature of the Atma are carefully unfolded, carefully handled by a competent teacher, what happens? Pramanam only removes the, pramanam is only the remover of mithya, false, superimpositions of attributes of anatma superimposed upon the atma. Atad dharma adhyaropanamatra nivartakatvena pramanatvam shastrasya. Shastram to antyam pramanam. Shastram is the absolute means of knowledge, ultimate means of knowledge, the final means of knowledge. And the Shastram has the status of being the remover of only the superimposed attributes belonging to the anatma, but superimposed upon the atma. When the superimposed attributes are removed, what happens? Atma shines by itself. So removal of the superimposed attributes of the anatma is the job of the pramanam. It does not reveal the atma. Therefore, what? Atma is not an object of knowledge understood through pramanam also. Even though Shastram is said to be the pramanam, when Shastram is not an option, no pramanam can reveal the atma. Because pramanam, the possibility of using the pramanam, operating the pramanam itself, only when there is knower, only when the operator of the pramanam in terms of knower, that even the knower has status, knower is a status attributed, knower's status is attributed to the very reality. Reality alone Reality is not the knower, it is reality which is there as the knower already. Therefore, Atma, always known as Brahma, is never an object of knowledge. And Pramanam does not reveal the Atma. Like any Pramanam, any other Pramanam reveals the object. But Shastra Pramanam does not reveal the Atma. It only removes, by way of removing the obstructing, superimposed attributes, veiling the Atma, removing, it helps us to understand the Atma. But Atma shines by itself. Therefore, natu ajnartha, ajnatartha jnapakatvena. No. Shastram does not reveal something unknown to us. It's always known. Always you know your existence. You know you are. You are always there, knowing your existence in the waking state. No, you don't need any pramanam. That you who know your existence, you are Atma, essentially. Therefore, tathacha shruti yat sakshad aparokshad brahma ya atma sarvantaraha. I already explained to you, aparokshat sakshat means the same. Aparokshat brahma yaha atma. This absolute reality, all pervasive infinite reality, obtaining as the innermost essence, is always available for recognition. And it's always, it is available as what? As the immediate self, as surupam of the knower, without requiring any pramanam in between. Therefore, it is not, Atma is not pratyaksha jnana vishayaha. Atma is not paroksha jnana vishayaha. Atma is aparoksha jnana vishayaha. What does it mean? Aparoksha jnana vishayaha means Atma is not an object of knowledge. Atma is something which is always immediately known as one's own self. In every experience of any object, every object, Atma is ever experienced as the experiencer of the object. Even though Atma is not the experiencer, Atma is ever experienced, always experienced, in every experience of any object as the invariable experiencer. Ever Atma is ever experienced, ever known, ever evident. Therefore, aproksham brahma. Okay. Then we are going to the next verse now. Yes, madevam nityaha. So nityaha, eternity, implies what? Avikriyascha atma. Atma is avikriyaha. Avikriyaha, Atma is ever of nature of changelessness. Avikriya, not subject to any modifications. Avikriyascha Atma. Tasmat, therefore, yudhyasva. This one I left yesterday. Yudhyasva means yuddhat uparamam ma karshihi. May you not withdraw yourself from doing your duties. May you fight means ityartaha. An important lesson is what? Nahi atra yuddha kartavyata vidhiyate. See, please make a note. Shastra's aim is not to ordain the duty of fighting. No. Which means Atma does not prescribe the karma here. Do your duty here. You do fight. This imperative verb does not mean that Shastram ordains the karma. So some people, the karmakandis, can miss the, yesterday we saw in Upanishad class, It is possible for them to mistake what? Oh, Bhagavan says, do your duty. Know the Atma, do your duty. So what? They may think it is that it's combining karma with jnanam. No. That is why it is not karma is not combined with jnanam. The doing the duty of fighting is not combined with the jnanam. That just do your duty, vidhi. It's not vidhiyate. Again, what does it mean? It is not vidhivakyam. Na vidhi. Yuddha kartavyata na vidhiyate means the duty of fighting for a kshatriya is not ordained here. Which means na vidhihi. It is not a vidhihi. Vidhihi means what? It is not a vidhivakyam. Yudhyasva. May you fight Arjuna. This statement is not a vidhivakyam. Vidhivakyam means what? A vakyam, generally any imperative verb is what is a vidhivakyam. If a sentence has an imperative verb, it's a vidhivakyam in Karmakanda. Vidhivakyam means the vakyam which prescribes a duty, prescribes some karma. Do this. But here it is not vidhi, na vidhi. It's not a vidhivakyam. Why? What is this vakyam then? Shastra says, anuvada, anuvada matram. It's the anuvada, anuvada matram means it's only anuvada vakyam. Anuvada matram, matram means only. It is not a vidhivakyam, a statement of commandment prescribing the duty or action, reaction, but it is only a restatement. Anuvadamat. It's only a restatement. It's only restating. Anuvadaha means restating. Some say anuvadaha also means translation. So here, anuvadamatra means yudhyasva is only a restating. Restating means what? Restating of something which is already known. Why? Arjuna already knows he should do his duty of fighting to protect dharma against adharma. Not that he does not know. He already knows he should do. It is his duty. That is how happily, enthusiastically he came to the battlefield. So, now Shastram, Yudhyasva is only restating of what he already knows. Therefore, Shastram does not enjoin the karma compulsorily as a means of attainment of moksha. Okay. Then what does it mean then? Vidhivakyam. Yudhyasa iti anuvada matram na vidhihi. You should remember this difference between vidhivakyam, anuvadavakyam. Yudhyasva is which vakyam? Yudhyasva, it's only one word, imperative verb, one word. Yudhyasva Arjuna, if you say, it becomes a sentence. Hey Arjuna, me Yudhyasva, it's only restatement, restating of what Arjuna already knows that he should do. Which means, what he says is, what is the purpose of the Shastram then? Again, it is beautifully said. Yudde pravruttaha eva. Arjuna is already involved in this act of fighting. Already he was enthusiastic. Already he knew he has to do. Aso, shoka moha pratibaddaha tushnim aste. In spite of knowing his duty, in spite of what he should do, still he remained silent, quiet, being obstructed by grief and delusion caused by ignorance. Ataha, tasya pratibandha apanayana matram bhagavata kriyate. So Bhagavan does not tell him to do karma. Bhagavan's job is what? Only giving him appropriate teaching. The teaching does the removal of the pratibandha, obstructing factors in terms of shoka and moha. So tasya pratibandha apanayana matram bhagavata kriyate. The removal of obstruction in the form of grief and delusion alone is done by Bhagavan. Therefore, when that is removed, the preventing factor in doing his duty, that is removed by Bhagavan, then he does not need to be told to do. Therefore, that's only restating of what he already knows, what he should do. Tasmat yudhyasvaiti anuvadamatram na vidhihi. If you make it anuvadavakyam, vidhivakyam, it will be very clear for you. Okay. Now, shokamohadi. Now, introduction to the next verse. Shokamohadi samsara karana nivrityartha gita shastram. You can make a, you can memorize this sentence. Gita shastram kimartham. Shoka mohadi samsara karana nivrityartham gita shastram. Nivrityartha gita shastram. The Bhagavad Gita shastram is specifically for the purpose of the removal of the shoka and the moha, the cause of samsara. What retains a person continuously in samsara is the shoka moha, the cause of ignorance. Therefore, shoka moha adi shabda stands for ajnanam, ragaha and ajnanam. Shoka moha raga ajnanam. That's simple. Adi shabda stands for raga and ajnanam also. So Gita Shastram is specifically for the removal of the cause of samsara in terms of ignorance, attachment. Ignorance causes attachment, delusion and grief. Na pravartakam, it is not for involving activity. Pravartakam, ityetasya arthasya sakshibhute richav aninaya bhagavan yattu manyase yuddhe bhishmadayaha maya hanyante. Na pravartakam iti etasya arthasya sakshibhute richav. Richav means mantras, Upanishad mantras. Which are the sakshibhute richav means two mantras, two quotes. So see, this is the meaning conveyed by the mantra. Iti etasya arthasya sakshibhute richav aninaya bhagavan. Aninaya means having brought. Having brought means having brought, literally, Bhagavan having brought what? The mantras. Which mantra? Only the same ideas conveyed by the mantra in the Kathopanishad, which mantra? 18th mantra of the second section of the first chapter. So richav means this literally mantra here. Having brought the mantras of Kathopanishad, that with the mantra, 18th mantra, the second section, the first chapter of the Kathopanishad, is Bhagavan literally brings here. And he presents it as the following mantra. Anina, Bhagavan, what does he want to say here? Yat tu manyase, yuddhe, yat tu manyase, means you think, you consider, yuddhe bhishmadayaha maya hanyante, yuddhe, in this battle, bhishmadayaha maya hanyante, all these great stalwarts, great kings, and also great people like Bhishma, etc. Bhishmadayaha maya hanyante yuddhe. All these great people like Bhishma are killed by me in this battle. Ahameva tesham hanta. I am their killer. I am their destroyer. Iti yesha buddhihi. This thinking, this notion you have is what? Mrisha eva. It is wrong notion, erroneous notion, false notion. Mrisha buddhihi. Mrisha eva. Mrisha eva. Definitely it is not at all correct. This notion is erroneous only. Mrisha eva. So now all of us entertain this notion, what? I am the doer. I am the enjoyer. We all have helplessly, choicelessly, unknowingly, we all entertain this notion. With this notion alone, we are doing things also. So, relatively, okay, but absolutely we have this very strong notion, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. This notion we have about ourselves is what? Erroneous notion, which is ahankara, actually. So, the notion that I am the doer is kartrutvam, doership, centered on I. And the enjoyer is the notion, this bhoktrutvam. The kartrutvam and bhoktrutvam is what? Having the notion that I am the doer, I am the enjoyer is the erroneous notion one has about oneself. In fact, Shastram says, any notion, every notion everyone has about one's own self is erroneous. The notion one has about the world also is erroneous. That's why this error is involved in the perception of the self, the perception of the world also. Okay, so what Bhagavan says here in this verse, Shankara Bhagavatpada how introduces, Ahameva tesham hanta, I am the destroyer, I am the killer of these people, all those people. Who? Yuddhe bhishma deha maya hanyante. Bhishma, etc. are killed by me in this battle. Yattu manyase. This is what you think. You think that you are the destroyer of those kings. And you think that they are all killed by you. Which means, what you think? I am the killer of those people. And they are killed by me. Bhishma and others are killed by me. Iti, the thinking you have is what? This notion you have about yourself as the killer. And as this notion is mrishayeva, it is esha buddhihi mrishayeva. Mrisha buddhihi. This notion is erroneous. This thinking is incorrect. This is false notion. Katham. Katham. Yayenam veti hantaram. Yes. Yayenam veti hantaram. Yes. Chainam manyate hatam. Ubhautau na vijanitaha. Nayam hanti na hanyate. Yayenam veti hantaram. Yas chainam manyate hatam ubhautau na vijanitaha nayam hanti na hanyate ubhautau na vijanitaha nayam hanti na hanyate. So yaha yenam hantaram veti. Yenam means what? Yenam means is anam is objective case form of I am atma. Why I am atma? All pervasive, only absolute, subtlest reality, formless, abstract reality, obtaining as the nearest self, the very content of I, a substance, substantive. I is what? I am. Atma is I am because the nearest self. What is the nearest self? What is nearest to the wave? Water. Similarly, what is the nearest to the I? The knower. The nearest to the knower. What is the nearest to the illuminator? The nearest to the illuminator is light, because illuminator is light. They are not two. Similarly, the knower is Atma. I am the knower. I the knower am Atma. Nearest. Therefore, I am Atma means the nearest self. And the objective came, I am is what? Enam. So, yaha enam atmanam hantaram veti. Whoever knows, whoever understands this Atma, the nearest self, the all-pervasive reality, obtaining as the content, the innermost essence of every individual, as the nearest self, who considers that Atma to be a killer, hantaram manyate. Hanta is a rikaranta pullinga shabdaha. Hantru shabdaha. Rikarantaha pullingaha hantru shabdaha. Prathama vibhakto hanta hantaro hantaraha. In dvitiya vibhakto hantaram hantaro hantaraha. Hantrun it becomes. So here hantaram yaha yenam hantaram veti. Whoever understands his atma to be a killer. Means what? Killer means doer of action. Yascha enam yahacha enam hatam manyate. And whoever considers this atma to be killed. Hatam is a participle, past passive participle. So hatam means what? Killed. So whoever knows this atma to be a doer of action as a killer, or whoever thinks the atma to be the object of action, the killed, yahacha enam hatam manyati, whoever considers atma to be the killed, tau ubhau na vijanitaha, they both do not know. The person who thinks considers the atma to be subject of action as the killer, the person who considers atma to be the object of action as the killed, and those people, both of them, ubhautau, those both of them, na vijanitaha, they do not know. They do not know the atma, the regent of the atma. Why? Because na ayam hanti, ayam na hanti. Ayam na hanti means what? This atma na does not kill. Does not kill means what? Atma does not do any action. Atma is ever of the nature of actionlessness. Atma is not the doer of any action. Ayam na hanti. Na hanyate. Atma is not killed. Atma does not kill. Atma is not killed means Atma is not the doer of action, subject of action. Atma is not the object of action also. So no action can do any harm to the Atma. So this important thing is I am means what? This. This means Atma. Why Atma is said to be, Atma is indicated by the pronoun this? Because the reality, of course, the absolute reality, ultimate truth, abstract, subtlest, formless reality is all pervasive. There's nothing which is not pervaded by the Atma, no being, no object, no place, nothing is not pervaded by the Atma. It's there everywhere, all pervasively. Still, it's available for recognition, for a human being, for every individual, as one's own self. As one's own self means what? As the very innermost essence. Innermost essence means what? As the very content, as the very substance, as the very swarupam of the I, the knower. Therefore, it is indicated by the term I am. The all-pervasive Parambrahma is available, obtaining as the nearest self. This Atma does not do any action, does not kill, na hanti, nor does it get killed, na hanyate. It is not killed. It is neither the subject of action, nor is it object of action. Atma does not become the victim of any action also, which means Atma is ever of the nature of actionlessness. This is the literal meaning, which means we have to understand Yaha Yenam. Let us see the Bhashyam now. Yaha Yenam Prakritam Dehinam Veti. Yaha Yenam Prakritam Dehinam Veti. Prakritam Dehi. Prakritaha Dehi means what? The all-pervasive reality obtaining as the nearest self, as the indweller of the body at present. Prakritaha Dehi means the Atma at present for an individual, available as what? Indweller Dehi. Indweller Atma. Enam Prakritam Dehinam Veti. Veti means what? Vijanati. Prakritaha Dehi means at present the reality is obtaining as the indweller associated with this given body mindsense complex. Okay. Now Veti means Vijanati. So Veti Vijanati means the same, knows. Okay. Yaha Yenam Prakritam Dehinam Veti Vijanati. Whoever knows this indweller Atma, the all-pervasive reality obtaining as the indweller's innermost essence, that person, Hantaram. Hantaram means what? Hanana Kriyayaha Kartaram. See, Kartaram. Whoever understands his Atma to be a Karta, a doer. Doer of what? Doer of any action. A doer of the act of killing. Hananam is killing. Hanana Kriya, the act of killing. Whoever considers the Atma to be the doer of the act of killing. Hanana Kriyayaha Kartaram Yaha Vijanati Yaha Veti. Next. Yaha Cha, and who and whoever Manyate considers what enam, the same Atma, this Prakritam Dehinam, Prakritam Dehinam, Atmanam, the reality obtaining as the nearest self, this Atmanam, Yaha Cha Anyaha Manyate, Hatam Manyate, whoever considers this Atma to be Hatam, as the destroyed, killed, as object of the victim of the act of killing. What is Hatam means what? Deha Hananena. Deha Hananena Hataha Aham Iti. Deha Hananena Aham Hataha Iti. Hanana Kriyayaha Karma Bhutam Yaha Manyate. So whoever considers the Atma to be an object of the act of killing. Karma means object. Whoever considers this Atma to be obtained as the object of killing, the object of the act of killing, as what? Aham Hataha. By Deha Hananena. By the killing of the body, or when the body is killed, Dehahananena Ahamhataha. The body is killed. The killing of the by this killing of this body. The person thinks what? Ahamhataha. I am killed. Iti Karanakriyayaha Karmabhutam Atmanam Yahamanyate. Whoever considers his Atma to be the victim of the object of the object of the act of killing. Okay. Tau Ubhau, they both, Tau dual, Tau Ubhau, they both are both of them, Na Vijanitaha. Na Vijanitaha means what? Na Jnatavantau. They have not understood. They have not known. This Jnatavantau, they have not known. Na Vijanitaha, present tense verb. Do not know. They both do not know. Shukra Bhagavatpada says, they have not understood. Na Jnatavantau, they have not known. How they have not known? Atmanam avivekena na jnatavantau. They have not understood Atma because of the lack of discriminative knowledge. Avivekena. They have not understood because of the lack of discriminative understanding of what Atma is not and what Atma is. What is Vivekaha? What Atma is not and what Atma is. This discriminative understanding they do not have. Avivekena. Because of the lack of discriminative understanding of what Atma is not, what Atma is, they have not understood Atma. So they think when the body is killed, they think what? I am killed. And they mistake Atma to be the object of the act of killing. Hanta aham. Hataha asmi aham iti. The two sentences. Hanta aham means killer I am. I am the killer. Hataha asmi. I am killed. Hataha asmi. Hataha asmi aham. I am killed and I am the killer iti. Deha hanane. Deha hananena. Atmanam aham pratya vishayam yau vijanitah. Tau atma swarupa anabhignyau ityartaha. Okay. See, when deha hananena, because of the killing of the body, what do they think? Aham hanta. The killing of the body makes them think what? I am. The body is killed. You think what? I am the killer. The body is killed, I think what? I am killed. It means they see the Atma to be the subject of action. They see the Atma to be the object of action. Why? Because aham pratyaya vishayam yau na vijani, yau vijani, na vijani taha. तौ आत्मस्वरूप अनभिज्ञौ इत्यर्थः। अहम् प्रत्यय विषयम् वेरी इम्पोर्टेंट्। अहम् प्रत्यय विषयः इज आत्मा। सो द ऑल परवेसिव अब्स्ट्रैक्ट फॉर्मलेस रियलिटी arrived in terms of its nature of pure awareness, pure consciousness, is what? Aham pratyaya vishayaha. Aham pratyaya means what? I cognition. Vishayaha means what? The substance or the substantive I. The meaning of the word I. Aham pratyaya vishayaha means the meaning of the word I. You will say water is the substance of the substantive wave. What does it mean? Water is the H2O is the swarupam of the substantive wave. It's a gross example I'm giving. Now when you say I, this first person singular pronoun used by every individual to refer to oneself is what? I. Aham. And this is the aham. Aham pratyaha means I. This aham pratyaha means this knowledge. I cognition. The vritti jnanam. Aham itself is what? The first and the foremost of the manifestations is what? The cognition is what? I. Then comes am. I am. This aham pratyaya. Aham pratyaya vishayaha. Just as the swarupam of the illuminator is light, the truth of the wave, substance of the substantive wave is water. Example I'm giving. Very gross examples. Here, the content of the I, the substance of the substantive I, without which I cannot be. The source of the manifestation of I is what? Aham pratyaya vishayaha. The swarupam of the knower. The truth of I. The source of knowledge of, source of the manifestation of I. That is abstract, formless reality, consciousness. Aham pratyaya vishayaha, consciousness. That consciousness is what is implied by the term atma because of its nature of all pervasiveness. Therefore, aham pratyaya vishayam na vijanitaha. They do not know. So, yau na vijanitaha, atma swarupa anabhignyau. Anabhignyaha, please make note, abhijanati means knows. Abhignyaha means knower. Anabhignyaha means what? Ignorant. Anabhignyau means they both are two ignorant people. Anabhignyaha, ignorant. Anabhignyau, dual. Who are ignorant now? Atmaswarupa anabhignyau. Means Atma Swarupa Ajnani now. They are ignorant of the essential nature of the self. Atma Swarupa Anabhignyau. They are ignorant of the Atma Swarupam, nature of the Atma. Why? Because the Aham Pratyaya Vishayam Na Vijanitav. See, those, they both of them, do not know the swarupam of the knower. They do not know the swarupam, the very subject of knowledge. They do not know the swarupam of the I. They do not know the meaning of the word I, the content of the word I. And the people who do not know, those who do not know the aham pratyaya vishaya, the meaning of the word I, they are ignorant of the Atma. They are ignorant of the nature of the Atma. Those who do not know the meaning of the word I are the ignorant of the essential nature of the Atma. If you do not know what you are, you do not know what Atma is. You do not know what Brahman is. You do not know what Bhagavan is essentially. You do not know what absolute reality is. That's why knowing your own Swarupam, knowing the Aham Pratyaya Vishayaha, knowing the substance, the substantive, I is in fact knowing the Atma, knowing Brahma, knowing the truth of the universe. They do not know. Aham hanta aha. Hanta aham, hataha asmi aham iti, deha hananena, atmanam, aham pratyaya vishayam, yau. Na vijanitaha, tau atma swarupa anabhignyau, ityartaha. We are following Sringeri thing, there's nakara is missing, you must have added. I think the print mistake. Maybe the na is not there. Okay. Yasmat means yasmat should be taken as tasmat. Tasmat. Na ayam atma hanti. Therefore what? Atma does not. This atma, the all-pervasive reality atma, obtaining as the nearest self, does not kill. Na harana kriyayaha karta bhavati. Na hanti yukte kim. What does it mean? Hanana kriyayaha karta na bhavati. Atma does not become the doer of the act of killing. Which means Atma is not the doer at all. Atma does not have the doership. Atma is not the doer of any action. Nacha hanyate cha. Nacha hanyate. Nacha hanyate means Atma is not killed. What does it mean? Nacha karma bhavati. Hananakriyayaha karta apina bhavati. Hananakriyayaha karma apina bhavati. Atma does not become the subject of action, nor does Atma become the object of action. Iti arthaha. Okay. Slowly he says, avikriyatvat, very important. How can you say, Atma is not the subject of action, object of action? Because Atma has the status of being not subject to modifications. Avikriyatvat. Atmanaha avikriyatvam asti. So you can say, due to its nature of not being subject to modifications, avikriyatvat, because of the nature of not being subject to modifications, Atma is neither the subject of action nor the object of action. Avikriyatvat. That's why these two verses, 19th and 20th verses, are commented upon by Shankara Bhagavatpada together. Together in the sense, he takes the teaching to the next verse also. He connects these two verses to make the teaching clearer. So, what does it mean? Please remember, Atma is the Swarupam, the truth. Aham Pratyaya Vishayaha. Let us remember once, little bit. Aham Pratyaya Vishayaha. Aham Pratyaya Vishaya Jnanena Vina Atma Jnanam Nasti. Brahma Jnanam Nasti. Aham Pratyaya Vishaya Jnanam is important. It is very important to go through the basic kindergarten step in Vedantic study. What is that? One must have been really exposed to this prakriya. Drik Drishya Viveka Prakriya. What is Drik Drishya Viveka Prakriya? the method of distinguishing the drik from the drishyam. Drik drishya vivekaha means distinguishing the seer knower from the known. Distinguishing the knower from the known. And to distinguish the knower from the known, Shastram prescribes what? A prakriya, a method. The method of the subject-object analysis. You have to distinguish the knower from the known. When we use this prakriya, what do we come to know? I have done many times before. I don't want to do it now again. Second God prakriya. We know anything and everything which comes under the category of the known is anatma. So the knower alone is atma. Anything and everything which comes under the category of the known is anatma. And anything known is of the nature of jada. And what is anatma? What is the known? Anything and everything denoted by any word, any pronoun other than the first person singular pronoun, I, is an object. What is known? What is an object? What is the known? The known, an object, means what? Anything and everything denoted by, indicated by any word, any pronoun other than the first person singular pronoun I. So the first person singular pronoun I alone refers to the Atma. So now we know what is object. And what is the object? Anything which comes under the category of the known is what? Anatma. The knower is Atma. Known is Anatma. Anatma is ever of the nature of inertness. Atma is ever of the nature of consciousness, awareness. Now, when you say not only things external to the body, this physical body, every part of this body comes under the category of the known, because it's indicated by what? This. This, I am dehaha, idam shariram. Therefore, anatma, known. The not only body and inside the physical body, all subtle aspects, karmendriyani are known, jnanendriyani are known, pranaha are known. So all the subtle aspects come under the category of the known. We elaborately, beautifully, we have done many times, used this prakriya, we have analyzed the subject and object, and including antahkaranam. We understood antahkaranam also very beautifully in terms of three states of experience. We have also used another prakriya, avasthatraya prakriya. When you use this prakriya, this method of analyzing the three states of experience, important prakriyas, unique prakriyas belong only to Vedanta Shastra. No other culture these prakriyas are available. Only unique for Veda. Vedika prakriyaha. The unique methods of unfoldment of the nature of the reality. The method of arriving at the reality. Because reality is abstract, formless, subtlest, attributeless. How are we going to understand? It is not an object. It is not the subject. It is not available for thought conception. It's inconceivable mentally, imperceptible through sense organs. It's not available for word description. No, it's not available for any pramanam. How are we going to understand? That is why Shastram uses all these prakriyas. First is drik drishya viveka prakriya. And from this prakriya we understand, we distinguish the knower from the known. And when you say the whole body, everyone, not only others' bodies, one's own body, mind, sense complex is definitely anatma. Nadhyatma, which is not the content of I. So I does not refer to, whenever you say absolutely, relatively we can say, absolutely, I does not refer to the body, mind, sense complex. Absolutely, I refers to the knower, the subject of knowledge. Including what? Even the antakana, manaha, buddhihi, chittam, ahankaraha also. Even the knowledge of self-existence, obtaining in him of thought in terms of I am. This knowledge of self-existence comes and goes. Whenever there's knowledge of self-existence in terms of I am, it is a waking state. Then, knowledge of the existence of the world is possible in terms of the world is aham asmi jagadasti. And at the time, even this knowledge of self-existence resolves. It is not there. Then the knowledge of the existence of the world also is not there. So when there is no knowledge of the existence of the self in the world, what is what? Ignorance of the existence of the self. So what is, whenever there's ignorance of the existence of the self, self is not non-existent. Ignorance of the existence of the self is there, then that is, we say, in deep sleep state. That ignorance is also known. Vandana is this through two states of experience, deep sleep state and waking state. Leave the dream state for time being. So we understand mind itself is inexplicable, subtlest material stuff. So mind itself we understand in terms of its nature of three, in terms of the nature of three states of experience. Three states of experience alone help us understand mind. That is how mind is. So these three states of experience are constantly undergoing changes. And they are discontinuous. They are mutually exclusive. In all these changing states of experience, what is there continuously, changelessly is the experiencer, knower, the witness. That unchanging witness, unchanging knower experiencer. Who is that? Unchanging knower experiencer, obtaining in the waking state, knows the knowledge of self-existence in terms of I am. The knower experience obtaining the deep sleep state knows the ignorance of the self-existence, the knower of ignorance and knowledge, knower of two experiences of two different states of mind, the witness of the three states of mind, the knower of ignorance and knowledge is distinct from the known knowledge and ignorance. Not distant, but distinct. That knower is the absolute knower, the only knower, ultimate knower. That knower is formless, abstract. That knower is that abstract reality. The abstract reality is implied by the term jnanam, chaitanyam, in terms of its nature of knowing. Janati iti jnanam, that which knows is jnanam, which is the swarupam of the knower. There is no knower other than jnanam. It's only jnanam. That pure jnanam, abstract, formless reality is implied by the term jnanam because of its nature of knowing. That pure knowledge, pure awareness alone temporarily has the qualification of the knower. There's no knower other than jnanam. That jnanam is what? Aham pratyaya vishayaha. That pure consciousness. When we do this through his analysis of Driktrishyaveka Prakriya, Avasthatriya Prakriya, when we analyze the three states of experience, we analyze subject-object analysis, when we do, when distinguish the knower experiencer, and we understand that knower experiencer is not neither the subject nor the object, it is Swarupama, very Swarupama, the knower knowledge. Known, which is free from the Triputi Beda, that is Aham Pratyaya Vishayaha. This is how you can stumble upon reality. This is how we can arrive at the reality. Then we are reality is known, but not as an object, not as a subject, as is very Swarupam. So reality, as we saw already, only Shastram helps us understand what Atma is not. Thereby helps us arrive at what Atma is. That is Aham Pratyaya Vishayaha. This is how we can arrive at what consciousness is, what reality is. Ever Aham Pratyaya Vishayaha, Aham Pratyaya Vishayam Na Vijanito. Those people who say, I am the killer, when body is killed, they think what? I am the killer. I kill. I am killed. Which means the killing of the body is mistaken to be the killing of the Atma. They mistake the Atma to be the doer, Atma to be object of action. Which means they do not know Aham Pratyaya Vishayaha. Absolutely, I does not refer to any of the material aspects, body, mind, sense complex. I just refers to this inexplicably subtlest reality consciousness, which is Aham Pratyaya Vishayaha. So those who do not know absolutely what I refers to, they do not know Atma. They do not know Atma. What is implied by the term Atma? They do not know the reality of the universe. Atma, Atmanam anabhignyau. Mean what? They are ignorant of Atma anabhignyau. Anabhignyaha, ignorant. Anabhignyau, they both are ignorant. Ignorant of the Atma. Why? They do not know Aham Pratyaya Vishaya. They do not know the content of the I, therefore they are ignorant of the Atma. Only such people superimpose what? This doership and jarship upon the Atma. They have Ahankara. They have the erroneous notion about the self. Therefore, it is said, Yasmatna Atmanam na hanyate, Yasmat na ayamatma hanti na hanakriyayaha karta bhavati na cha hanyate. Means what? Na cha karma bhavati hanakriyayaha karma na bhavati. Kartana bhavati, karmana bhavati. Does not become the subject, does not become the object of action. Why? Avikriyatvat. Because of the nature of changelessness. Not being subject to modifications. So, Atma is in fact free from all karakani. Not only karta and karma. Atma is neither the karta, nor the karma, nor the instrument, nor the kriya, nor the action, nor the kriya. Atma is from all karakas, all accessories. Atma is absolutely free from all accessories. ओके प्लस आत्मा इज अविक्रियः कथम अविक्रियः हाउ आत्मा इज अविक्रियः हाउ आत्मा इज न सब्जेक्ट टू एनी मॉडिफिकेशंस इति द्वितीयः मन्त्रः सो भगवान द टू मंत्रस कठोपनिषद स्पेशली 18th मंत्र ऑफ द कठोपनिषद ही ब्रिंग्स इन दिस टू वर्सेस न जायते यत्रिष्टुप मेटर बिगिन्स द ऑल दीज वर्स वी सॉ अंटिल नाउ आर ऑल इन अनुष्टुप छंदस यत्रिष्टुप छंदस कथम अविक्रिय आत्मा इति द्वितीयः मंत्रः लेट अस सी हियर फर्स्ट द सेकंड वर्स आल्सो हेल्प्स अंडरस्टैंड अविक्रियत्वम ऑफ द आत्मा न जायते म्रियते वा कदाचित् नायं भूत्वा भविता वा न भूयः न जायते म्रियते वा कदाचिन्नायं भूत्वा भविता वा न भूयः वांट टू हैव अ ब्रेक यू वांट टू हैव अ ब्रेक एंड रीड न जायते म्रियते वा कदाचित् नायं भूत्वा भविता वा न भूयः अजो नित्यशाश्वतोऽयं पुराणः अजो नित्यशाश्वतोऽयं पुराणः न हन्यते हन्यमाने शरीरे अजो नित्यशाश्वतोऽयं पुराणः न हन्यते हन्यमाने शरीरे न जायते म्रियते वा कदाचित् नायं भूत्वा भविता वा न भूयः अजो नित्यशाश्वतोऽयं पुराणः न हन्यते हन्यमाने शरीरे न जायते वेरी सिंपल आत्मा इज नॉट बॉर्न न म्रियते वा आत्मा डस नॉट डाई व्हेन कदाचित् कदाचित मीन समटाइम न कदाचित जायते न कदाचित म्रियते नेवर इज आत्मा बॉर्न नेवर डज आत्मा डाई न अयम भूत्वा अभविता भूत्वा मीन्स व्हाट हैविंग बीन बॉर्न भूत्वा मीन्स हैविंग बीन बॉर्न So without having been before and having been born newly, na abhavita, again, not being there later on. Such a thing is not there for Atma. I am bhutva abhavita na bhuyaha. So without having existed before, having come into the being, having been born newly, and having been there for some time, again, abhavita, it will not be there. Such a thing is not there for Atma. Bhuyahana abhavita. What does it mean? Na jayate na mriyate. Means, Atma has no birth means Atma does not come into existence newly. Because Atma is existent always. Atma is ever of the nature of existence. Atma is there beginninglessly. So beginninglessly eternal, endlessly, and also changelessly, Atma is there. It means Atma has no cause. Beginningless means has no cause. No cause means it is of nature self-existence, which means having the cause means being subject to, having to go through a process. Atma is not subject to any process. Atma does not go through any process. No change. Vikriyaha is not there. Modification is not there. If Atma had a cause, then Atma has a beginning. Then to become Atma, it must have gone through change. No. Atma itself means what? All pervasive abstract reality has no beginning. Beginning. No end. No change. So ajaha, the na jayate, na mriyate va kadachit. Na ayam bhutva na abhavita boyaha. Having been born, again it will not be there. Such a thing is not there. Being born, it does not disappear. Ajaha. See, physical bodies, bhutva, abhavita. Dehaha, dehaha, we can say dehaha, bhutva, abhavita. Having been born, and body will not be there. It will become non-existent. Hence, it undergo change, subject to modifications. It will disappear. But atma na bhutva abhavita. Abhavita na. Therefore, what atma? Ajaha, unborn, nityaha, eternal. Eternal means, timeless means, as I explained to you already, beginningless. Now you can tell me, you understand this abstract aham pratyaya vishya if you arrive at. This aham pratyaya vishya is beyond everything. There's nothing beyond aham pratyaya vishya. Nothing beyond this abstract formless reality which is ever of the nature of knowing. Therefore, there's no cause. But beginningless. Endless. Therefore, timeless. Shashvataha. Permanent. So, changelessly permanent. Eternal. Permanent. Ayam Puranaha. Purana Navaha. It is ancient but ever fresh. Because of nature of Avikriyatam. Puranaha. Na hanyate sharire hanyamane. This atma is not at all killed when the body is killed. Means when the body undergoes changes, atma doesn't undergo any change. We already understood in the previous verse, atma is absolutely free from any form of destruction, we understood. The two types of destruction we understood already. Therefore, sarire hanyamane, when the body is killed, na hanyate, atma is not killed. Okay, the Bhashyam part of it we'll see next class. It's okay? Even though I don't feel like stopping. Very nice, very beautiful Bhashyam we're going to see here. straight away we'll start the Bhashyam next class. Okay? So, because advanced, it's supposed to be advanced class. It is advanced class. We are doing Bhashyam now. That is, this Bhashyam I'm doing third time here. No. And being a Bhashyam class, again I cannot go back and start doing Drik Trishe Veka Prakriya like introductory class. So when I say Aham Pratyavishya, you must know what exactly Aham Pratyavishya already. Just simply to remind you, I just said that, okay? So we'll see. In fact, Brahma Jnanavali Mala, I explained one of my camps. Brahmana Chintanam, I explained one of my classes. All the texts meant for Nidhyasam, contemplation. And then all that we unfolded so much, we all know Aham Pratyavishya. Therefore, when these verses are unfolded, very easy to understand. So see you next class. Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. Okay. Those who are following, I know some of you are following the print out from Sringeri website. I think that's what Nakara is missing when he's pointed out. That's why I was searching for it. I'm very careful about it. Okay? Please see that small mistakes give the whole meaning. Okay. Namaste.